paid for it by Jim Runstead for Michigan Republican Party state chairman. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Wednesday edition. Got a couple of text messages. Let's see. Nancy says the video you're referring to was done by Caroline Kennedy. Of course it was. Jeff said she also called him a predator as well. Well, of course, the way they operate, every time they want to take somebody down, they always, of course, he was a womanizer. He sexually abused or raped a woman. That's their number one go-to accusation against any man. I mean, this goes all the way back to Clarence Thomas. What he basically called a public lynching is what they attempted to do when he got confirmed for the U.S. Supreme Court. Every single man, Donald Trump, Brett Kavanaugh, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Of course he's a predator. He's a male chauvinist pig, absolutely a womanizer. This guy is pure evil. Of course they're going to come out with this garbage. But who cares? The Republicans have the majority. Nanner, nanner, nanner. 53 Republicans to 47 Democrats. And on Pete Hegseth, it was interesting. Lisa Murkowski from Alaska, of course. Susan Collins from Maine. But the one that really surprised me, the third vote that went with the Democrats against Pete, where J.D. Vance, vice president, who, by the way, is going to be on Sean Hannity's show tonight, J.D. Vance, is going to do a sit-down with Hannity at 9. Mitch McConnell from Kentucky. That guy has got to retire. That guy is just mentally screwed up. But no problem. Call in J.D. Vance, 5150. He's approved. The guy is just absolutely going to do a fantastic job of cleaning up the Pentagon. But let's get back to our junior U.S. Senator right now, Elisa Slotkin. Calling what Donald Trump's administration move did was unlawful. This isn't a wonky Washington conversation. These are real, actual effects that will harm Michigan and put a hold on federal dollars that were already awarded, Slotkin said. While every president gets to put their stamp on future budget spending, killing things like veterans funding is the definition of throwing the baby out with the bathwater, end quote, said Slotkin. Well, first of all, any politician that uses that term, throwing the baby out with the bathwater, I don't listen to anything they have to say. It's the dumbest analogy I've ever heard in politics. And anybody that uses it, sorry, I just lost total respect for you. One of the things that we talk about on the show all the time is certain bureaucratic agencies and funds, especially when it comes to economic development here in the state of Michigan. This is a tactic that Governor Gretchen Whitmer uses to basically launder money, taxpayer dollars, giving it away as grants. based on the promise that jobs are going to be created, economic development's going to happen. And then she turns around to find out that most of the money is given to her Democrat sponsors, her Democrat donors for the Democrat Party here in Michigan. The Michigan Strategic Fund. When I become governor of the state of Michigan, that's the first fund I'm eliminating. Michigan Economic Development Corporation. The list goes on and on and on and on. Well, what did the Michigan Strategic Fund Board do yesterday? They approved $301 million of our taxpayer dollars to go for housing projects, business grants and loans, and private bond authorizations for seven projects here in the state of Michigan. New Vision Lansing, LLC. Now, I'm willing to bet if we took the time to look up and find who is New Vision Lansing, LLC, I'm willing to bet it's a Democrat. Also in Lansing, the Brownfield Redevelopment Authority. Well, they were approved for a tax capture of more than $202.2 million over the next 30 years. What are they going to do with the money? 560 housing units created across five redevelopment projects, including the tower on Grand River, which is a 26-story tower, Washington Square, a 10-story former office building, Capitol Tower, a 6-story building, Old Town, a 7-story building with parking underground, as well as the Ingham Building, a 5-story building. What is the common denominator, folks, behind all those buildings? They're high-rise, multi-storied buildings. You know, the 2030 agenda? They don't want people living in rural, spread out, large parcels of land with big homes. They want everybody in these small apartments in high rises. They're doing it in Traverse City, like, unbelievably. Every single one of these buildings are 5 stories or higher. Paul Gentilozzi, one of the Michigan Strategic Fund board members, was on the other side of the table yesterday as being one of the managing partners with New Vision Lansing, LLC. So let me get this straight. He recused himself because he's sitting on the other side of the table and didn't vote for this. But one of the Michigan Strategic Fund board members is a managing partner of one of the entities that's getting the $202 million. No conflict of interest, none whatsoever. Nah. Transformation Brownfield plan approved yesterday is essential to launching 5 projects that will bring renewed vibrancy to downtown Lansing. A project of this magnitude is only possible with great cooperation and support at the state and local level, Gentilozzi said. The meeting started with 2 Brownfield redevelopment reimbursements and a loan for developers in Pontiac, Lansing, and Detroit. Governor Gretchen Whitmer said the projects would create 700 new jobs and see a private investment of about $66 million. We are supporting projects to build more than 850 units of housing across Michigan. so we can keep expanding our housing supply and drive down the costs for buyers and renters, Whitmer said. Oakland County Brownfield Redevelopment Authority and a developer, Pontiac Oz One LLC, was approved to capture more than $79.2 million over the next 30 years and an investment of $105 million for them to pour into three Pontiac buildings. A nine-story building, a four-story building, and a three-story building. Noticing a reoccurring theme here, people? High-rises, multi-story buildings. Going to repurpose these buildings. And you know what is really another thing that's interesting? All of these are office buildings. Why? Because nobody's using offices anymore. The one thing that has absolutely backfired on the Democrats was the China virus. What Governor Gretchen Whitmer did when she locked us down and taught us how to do things remotely from home, nobody goes into the office anymore. That's another part of the executive orders that Donald Trump signed this past week in Washington. All these federal governmental workers, I mean, hundreds of thousands of them, they don't go into their offices anymore. So Donald Trump said, you know what? You either get your butt back in your office 40 hours a week, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, or you're fired. And you know what? Because I'm a nice guy, I'm going to give you a severance package. You're going to get paid until the end of this fiscal calendar, September 30th, 2025. We might even throw in a small little bonus for you to help you get re-educated, but you got to find a new job. You're out of government work in Washington, D.C. What's he going to do with those buildings, those office buildings? Knowing Donald Trump, repurpose them and turn them into condos. You want housing? I'll show you housing. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds. I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step, walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number two. Just looking over some of this money that the Michigan Strategic Fund is doling out. Oakland County Brownfield, $79.2 million over 30 years, $105 million in grants for three Pontiac buildings. Pontiac would also support two additional projects through the Obsolete Property Rehabilitation Act. This is a tax abatement program the Democrats approved, Whitmer signed in 2023. Area Development would get a Michigan Community Revitalization Program performance-based loan for $2.4 million to rehab an 8,000-square-foot former dance studio in southwest Detroit. The project was expected to be nearly $16 million total investment, and the developer recently completed renovating a 110-year-old building in southwest Detroit. The Michigan Community Revitalization Program loan is a vital tool in addressing the needs for neighborhood-scale attainable housing, and it plays a key role in revitalizing communities like ours, said Emery Matthews, the project's developer. Michigan Strategic Fund is also giving grants. Here's free money to three businesses in Livonia, Detroit, and Grayling, Michigan. Michigan Strategic Fund Board Chair Quentin Messer Jr. said the support will help healthcare, mobility, housing, and automobile industries. Messer went on to say both the Pulse Primary Care and Piston Automotive are solving complex issues in their respective industries. And their commitment to training the next generations of employees is equally commendable. Pulse Primary Care is getting $3.45 million in performance-based Michigan business development grants for their headquarters, which is going to be in, of course, Lansing, Michigan. Notice how all this money is either going Lansing or Detroit. Let's see, there's so many others that are mentioned in here. And this one I don't understand. The word is out. The Detroit region is ideal for corporate headquarters because of our top talent, quality of life, and affordable business climate, said Detroit Regional Partnership CEO Maureen Krause. Piston Automotive was given $1.5 million in a performance-based Michigan Business Development Program grant. What are they going to do? They're going to manufacture hydrogen fuel cells. Krause said hydrogen fuel cell systems are one of the highest midterm growth potential mobility technologies. Piston's group project is yet another example of how zero emission vehicle technologies is going to be driving an economic growth and investment and keeping the Detroit region at the forefront of our advanced mobility. Now, hydrogen fuel cells, I'm all for it. Absolutely. Hydrogen, when it burns, you know what its emission is? Water. Water comes out the tailpipes. Hydrogen is very cheap to produce. Capture it, compress it, put it into fuel cells. Are you kidding me? It is phenomenal. I think it's going to be the end of electric vehicles as we know them today. When hydrogen cell technology kicks in, electric vehicles will be dinosaurs. Crawford County Road Commission, good friends of ours, Crawford County Republican Party, they're getting $2.8 million for a build-ready site program. The grant will build a road in Grayling Township that will support a Saab manufacturing facility, which has also been given support by the Michigan Strategic Fund back in September. Saab and German auto parts manufacturer moving into Crawford County. Bottom line, Whitmer said, these projects represent 723 new jobs across the state and will include $65 million of private investment. Before adjourning for the day, the Michigan Strategic Fund Board approved Craft Avenue Properties for a $9 million bond. The money would go toward the creation of a 128,000 square foot expansion facility in Cascade Charter Township. And they're going to build HVAC equipment. It's expected to create 100 new jobs. And the bonds are going to be purchased by West Michigan Community Bank. So they're investing in government bonds to provide the funding for this new project. I just have one simple question. Where does it say that we can do this in our Michigan State Constitution? Is this government job? Is this what the government should be doing? Because as far as I read it, it's not in our state constitution anywhere. Hour number three, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything.